There's nobody I love or respect more than you. So just take your, you have, let's see, we're, since we don't have any clocks at work around here, we're going to be your clock. Oh, gosh, it's a, anybody got a, I can't read my watch. Anybody can tell me what time? It's 10 o'clock. So you got 40 good minutes, maybe 45. Just have your way, and we love you, and thank you.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you. Wow. This is awesome. This is awesome. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed because of God. Because what he's done in my life, he's no respecter of persons, and it's not about me. It's about God. And because he's no respecter of persons, what he's done in my life, he can do in your life. And I actually, this sounds funny because I know it's a testimony, but I wrote a few notes just in case I got like super nervous and didn't know what I was saying. And, which might happen, but it may not. The last time I got up here and shared anything was last June when we talked, we had the summer, what was it? So I shared a class, a little class on navigating through life's storms, and it was called How to Change the Unchangeable. And when I got asked to do that, I had no idea what was really going to be happening with me. So when I came up and I shared with you guys, really God was preparing my heart for the season I was about to enter into. And back then I had said to embrace the season that you're in, even if you don't like it. Even if you're in a season maybe of grief or you're in a transitional season of pain, embrace where you're at, knowing that the next season is just going to be that much richer. So as I stood up here and I shared those things with you, wow, was I in for a surprise. That was in June. And I'm just going to show you, I wrote down my little dates of everything that I went through because things in my life happened really quickly. And that's the way, that's life. That's the way life happens. We're just taken, I want to say off guard, but when you're walking with the Lord and you're doing your part and you're serving him and you're reading his word and you're building yourself up, the Bible says that we need to have his word hidden in our heart because there's going to be times and seasons where maybe you can't sit down and read the word. Because I had times and seasons when I went through this that I'm going to share with you that I couldn't sit down and just read the word. I couldn't get out of bed. So it was the word that I had hidden in my heart that got me to the next step. Okay, and the prayers of all of you. I want to say I had my first, well, even to back up before my mammogram, my husband, you know, in these times, everybody's, a lot of people's jobs have been affected. So my husband's job was possibly going to be affected. And so they were going to maybe shut the doors. He was going to lose his job, which means if he loses his job, it means we have no insurance. So I decided I better use a little bit of wisdom and go get, you know, all that fun girly stuff done, you know. And so I made my appointment and I went and had my mammogram and the whole nine yards. So I'm just going to go through this really quick on this part. I had my first mammogram on August 4th. No big deal. Well, it is a big deal. Don't you just hate those things? But it is a big deal. It does hurt. And then I had a second mammogram. They called me and said I needed a second mammogram, and I had that one on August 17th. On September 8th, I had a biopsy. God is more than enough. So that was on September 8th, and I really wasn't even walking in fear. I wasn't scared. You know, actually, the person that was doing it said, you know, 90% of the time, it's not cancer. It's just 10% of the time it is. But then when you think about it, 10% is a big number. So when you're talking to all of the women. So on September 8th, I had my biopsy. On September 11th, I got a phone call that morning from the doctor saying I had breast cancer. The funny thing is God is so amazing, you guys, because do you know before I got that call, do you know that I already had that peace inside of me? I already knew. I knew that's what it was going to be. And after the doctor talked to me, I went into my daughter's room and told her, and of course her and I both just started crying. And I said, you know, Kelly, I already felt it in my heart. I already felt like God already gave me that peace. It's okay. Yes, you have it, but you're going to be okay. And so she said, you know what, Mom, I did too. I felt the same thing. Come to find out, my oldest daughter said the same thing. So, you know, there we go. And it, three confirmations right there. That same day, we met with the surgeon. And the surgeon was showing us, he's looking at our x-rays, and he had showed, when they do the biopsy, they put like a marker in there, and it leaves a little spot in there for those of you that have had to go through that. So the surgeon had sat there, and he said, I can see what they're talking about, but what concerns me is all of this over here. Do you see all of this? You know, and of course, our hearts kind of dropped. None of us said anything because, you know, we weren't even thinking about any of that. And so that was on September 11th. And then on September 14th was just that Monday. I got in and had my MRI. On September 17th, a few days later, I went in already for my ultrasound. On September 18th, I had my EKG and my chest x-ray and my blood work done, and that was the first night of daughter's conference. And so that was beautiful. And when I went in that day for the ultrasound, on September 11th for the surgeon, he did tell me that I needed a lumpectomy. And so a lumpectomy is just when they go in there and they just go in there and they're just going to take it out and check your lymph node to make sure it hadn't spread to your lymph nodes, which if you ever want to know how they do check your lymph nodes, it's not really pretty. You want to know how they do it? How they check your lymph nodes? It's not fun. Anyway, so I went in, had the lumpectomy, and it was all good. God was just, you know, I felt the peace of God. Do you know when I went in for surgery, the nurse said, "How can your blood pressure be so okay when you're coming in for any of this?" And I said, "It's God. It was the grace of God." So that was on September 25th. On September 30th, I got another phone call from the doctor that said that there was too much cancer in there. It was only my left breast. There was too much cancer in there, too much diseased tissue. So I was going to have a mastectomy. And so, you know, I don't know about you, but there is plenty of times I've heard of people who are going to have a mastectomy. And in my mind, I always think, well, gosh, if you're going to have it, just remove them both. Well, it's easy to say until you're actually there. Because you know what? Those are yours. And you know what? As women, we really are, in our mind, we're defined by our boobs. Like if somebody comes in, you can tell if it's a man or a woman if they got boobs, usually. And so for me, you could. Mine were quite large, okay? And so it was very difficult time because, you know, I thought, okay, if we have to remove the breast, then, you know, do we move the other one? So we took the whole weekend to talk about it and to pray about it. And we chose to go ahead and to remove both breasts because why allow the enemy that place in my mind of every time I have a pain, which I never felt pain before, but any time just to play that game in my mind. So anyway, we went ahead and decided to go ahead and remove both breasts. And so that surgery was October 14th. I had the double mastectomy. And it is so amazing. You would think you should be afraid. And, you know, I felt like, you want to know the truth of how I felt? I'm almost embarrassed to say, but I guess I shouldn't be. But I felt like, you know what? God used Mary just going on. She was what, 14, 15, 16? She was just a teenager. And God just interrupted her life just as she was going on and chose her to be his vessel to carry Jesus. And you know what? I've always said, you know, God used my life. In any way, used my life. And if that meant losing my breast for his glory, and it's going to save my life, but it's going to be, you know, you lose your life to have life. Do you know what I'm saying? And so it was like, to me, I felt like it was an honor. Okay, God, if you want to use me to walk this walk, then you use me to walk this walk. And so we went from there. So that was October 14th. And on October 23rd, I had to meet the oncologist. And the oncologist is the cancer doctor. And when I have had my mastectomy, I didn't think, it never crossed my mind like that I would have to do chemo or radiation. You know, to me, it was like, you took my boob, so I should be fine now. Like, it's all gone. And so what's the next step? And so when we met the oncologist that day, I found out that I had to have chemo. And so that really did something inside of me. Sitting there in the doctor's office, I was really brave and did really good. Until we walked over, they walk you over to the treatment center, is what they called it. And one step in there, and I lost it. Because it was in that moment I realized that, you know what, this is going to be a part of my life. I felt like I was officially a cancer patient. Not that that's a bad thing, but that's how I felt. Do you know what I'm saying? And so it was something that I had to to deal with and overcome that now I am officially a cancer patient. And I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to lose my boobs, but I could deal with that. But I didn't want to be a cancer patient. And so anyway, we walked in there and we had to, you know, get acquainted with the treatment center. And we thought we were going to have chemo that day. We didn't have chemo till the next few days later. That was on a Friday. We didn't have chemo till Monday. And that day going for chemo, you know, I prayed and prayed and cried and cried and, okay, I'm ready to go. We can go now. And then, hold on, I got to go back over here and pray. And, okay, honey, I'm ready. My husband was going to take me. And so, I mean, I just couldn't get myself to go. And he said, you know, Pam, if we don't get going and we don't have our first step, we're never going to get to the last. And so, so there we went. And I'm going to tell you, those chemo treatments, I had no idea. I had prayed, and I'm sure Pastor Debbie remembers this. She's so cute. She probably thought, oh, bless her heart. Because I prayed that God would just let it be so easy. And that, you know, that I'm not going to have all those side effects that you have to have with chemo. But you know what I found out? You know, God's not going to take us over and around it all the time. You know, he's going to walk with us hand in hand, holding our hand as we go through it. And so when I had chemo, I had to have 6 bouts of chemo. So I started my chemos in November. I just finished in March. And I prayed and believed God, you know, that I'm going to be okay and I'm not going to get sick. But I did get sick. And they do have good medicines for nausea. But I did get sick and I did feel really, really crappy. Can I say that word? Because I really, 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 really felt crappy. And but you know what? I was amazed every day, every day, every day. God just held my hand, and every day I told God, you know, I know today's gonna, I know tomorrow's gonna be a better day. I know tomorrow's gonna be a better day. And I decided, and that's where it starts, you guys. We have to make that decision. We have to make a choice. But I chose that I was just gonna trust God every day of going through this. So I had my first chemo. I pushed through my fear for that day. For that day, I pushed through my fear. Sometimes we got to remember we're living day to day. And day to day means every day of asking God for grace for today. Do you remember what Pastor Jim's definition of grace is? God's divine ability to get the job done on our behalf when we can't do it. And that's what I experienced every day. And then it was about 2 weeks later, after my first chemo. My chemos were once every 3 weeks. And so your first week, it was of not feeling very well. And the second week, just being really, really tired. And the third week, I was feeling a lot better. And then it was chemo again. So, you know, when you have chemo, what else happens to you? You lose your hair. But I kept praying and believing God. I wasn't going to lose my hair. I'm not going to lose my hair. Do you guys think this is my real hair? No, it's not. I'm going to show you. So there I am. Put it back on. So that when that happened to me, that was about 2 weeks after I had my first chemo. I was getting ready for church one morning, taking my shower, washing my hair, and here comes all this hair in my hand. And I freaked out, to be honest with you. I yelled for my husband to come here. And that day we had to go looking for wigs, and we finally found this one because this was the closest to my hairstyle and all of that. And that's why I wore it today, because most of you would remember me how I looked, not how I look. And so I got this hair because it was easier for me to deal with it, knowing that it was the closest to me, you know. And I want to share with what God did to me. I'm just kind of trying to go through little steps. But when I had started losing my hair, and as I was very traumatized by that, you know, very, very, very traumatized by that. I already felt like, you know, I already lost my boobs. Why do I have to lose my hair too? Like, who is this person? You know, who is this person looking back at me in the mirror? I don't even know her. And as I was going through losing my hair, and hair everywhere. I mean, I could stand here and there would just be hair. And every morning, because of my boobs, I couldn't lay on my sides or, you know, my stomach. So it was always on my back. So I lost all of this, like back here. So like all my family could see, it was like my bald spot back here. I just chose never to look at it. And so finally, I decided that I needed to shave my hair. So I had my hairdresser come over to my house and shave my head. And I'm making it sound really easy, but it was like, it was just a very tearful night, very, very difficult night. But what happened after that, this is my first point of that I felt like I really got depressed. I just felt like, wow, aren't I a beauty? You look in the mirror, no boobs, no hair. Who am I? So that was my first part of really getting down, and for like 2 days, and it, you know, when I think about it in the big picture, I know 2 days isn't that big, but when you're in the middle of it and you're feeling down and you're feeling depressed, it seems like forever. And so my hairdresser shaved my head that night, and the next day, that night, I didn't look at my hair. The next day, I just stayed in bed all day. I just stayed in bed. I didn't talk to anybody on the phone. I didn't do anything. I couldn't get myself up. So then the following day, the next morning, this is how good God is. This is how good God is. The next morning, before I even opened my eyes, I felt the Holy Spirit telling me, get up. What are you doing? You are yielding to this. Get up and take authority over yourself. Take authority over yourself. Take authority over the enemy. And I was like, I thought, you know what? That's right. What am I doing? What am I doing? I know better than that. And I just sat there and gave the enemy this place. Well, you know, we all do it. So, you know, so I got up. And I just took authority, or I just called my body to line up according to God's word, my mind, my will, my emotions. I mean, I was a wreck. I had to line it all up according to God's word. Stood up, took authority, and then I did what I didn't know how long it was going to take me to do. And that was, I went into the bathroom because I had kept a bandana thingy on my head. I wasn't going to look at my head because, you know, that was scary. So anyway, I went into the bathroom. And I said, okay, God, this is the beauty of it. A lot of times it was just me and God at home. And I'm going to get into that because, oh, man. So it was me and God in that bathroom. And I said, okay, God, it's about me and you. Here it goes. And I ripped off my bandana, which now I have hair, okay? This is hair. Underneath, which you guys saw, that was hair. I was bald. So I looked in the mirror and I said, okay, God, here it goes. I ripped off my bandana, and I just died laughing. I was like, oh, my gosh. I look like a turtle. I got this little head and a big body. But do you know that it was so freeing? It was so liberating. It was just so liberating because, you know, we're not defined by our hair. We're not defined by our boobs. Cancer doesn't define me. That's right. God gets all the praise for that. It's not. God defines us. We're defined by his word. We're not defined by a name. Cancer is just a word. It's not a life sentence, okay? And so when I had to realize that, you know, I'm going to wear this. A friend told me, you know, don't worry about it being a label because it's not a label. I'm not defined by it, and I'm not defined by it. You know what? I wear it as a badge of honor. A badge of honor. Because as I've traveled through this journey, God is the one. So every day, you guys, every day, I chose not to complain. You can't be complaining. You know, we complain over the stupidest things sometimes. But you know what? We got life. Every day you got up. You're here today. You woke up this morning. You have life. You have life. You have breath. There's nothing too big. There's nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. So every day I would just talk to God. I've got my scriptures, and I'll have them put them up pretty soon with the word of God, different scriptures that I stood on. There was a whole lot more. I only picked some. I had to realize that without battles, we don't have victories, right? If you don't, how are we going to get victories? We say that we're victorious. We say, oh, we're a Christian and we live a victorious life. And then we whine and we complain when we have a battle. I don't understand. I don't understand. So these are things that God had to do inside of me that, you know, it's okay that we have battles, because if there's one thing that I can honestly say that I have experienced in this last 8 months has been, I feel like I've ridden on God's grace, God's divine grace, God's wings of love. He has taken me where I felt broken, to healing and to health. They told me when they removed the whole breast that there was what they call a margin around it. So they got all the cancer out. They have to do the chemo. They have to do... Here's another praise report. I went to the radiologist, oncologist, and I don't have to have radiation. So, yay! So that was a wonderful thing. And they did say that they've got it all out. So, you know, I have to go through all of this. I'm not what they would consider cancer-free because I still go every 3 weeks for treatment. I just went Monday for treatment. This treatment is, it's called Herceptin. And so I go until November every 3 weeks for treatment. So, you know, as far as the doctors are concerned, they're not going to say I'm cancer-free. But you know what? But I know that I am because nobody could take away... Nobody could take away what God has done inside of me. And, you know, when I started this, I didn't know. I didn't know how to do this. You know what? I went into this going, you know what? The only way I know how to do this is to trust God and to rely on God, to rely on His grace, to rely on His love, to rely on His peace that surpasses all understanding. And there are so many times that I would hear, you know, God, you're so amazing. And I thought, you know, I'm not amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. And you know what? You know what? There comes this time in our life, you guys, that we all say that we're a Christian. For those of you that are saved, we say that we're a Christian. We say that we're saved. We say that we serve God. With all of us, oh, God, use me. I love you more than anything. I would do anything for you. And then when the rubber meets the road, what do you do? What do you do? That's a good test. This was a good test for me. But you know what? God didn't give me this test, okay? It wasn't something God did, just so that you know, all right? But God knew that I could do it through Him. And He knew that I would be standing here one day sharing with you what He has done in me. So I didn't know how to do it. But I just had made a choice. I made a choice that day that, you know what? Every day, I'm going to trust God. Even when I don't feel like it. And when I say I don't feel like it, I mean physically I didn't feel like it. Because after those chemos, and the more chemos you have, the harder it gets to come, it gets to bounce back. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's accumulative, is that the word that it would be? Because the more chemos you have, the more it knocks down your immune system. And so I had to make a choice too with coming to church. I thought, you know what? I could listen to the sermons online, but, you know, I really don't know how to do all that stuff. I'm not really good with all that. And so I put on a mask, and I came to church every week with my mask on. And I just thought, you know, when I went to Target or if I went anywhere, which wasn't very often, but if I did, then I just wore my mask to protect myself because, you know what, I wasn't going to let the enemy get me down. I refused to let the enemy get me down. Another thing I had to realize was you know, I know I'm a mom. I have 3 kids and 3 grandkids, and I know how much I love my kids. You know how much you love your kids. You would do anything to protect your kids, to provide for your kids, right? How much more so with Jesus? We're His kids. I just thought, you know what? God, you love me. Your love is so much more deeper. I can't even comprehend it. And how much more is He going to protect me and provide for me? And He did. And He has every day. People would ask me, how are you? And I was like, I wish you guys could see the inside of me. Because inside I am dancing with joy. Because I'm so excited with what God has done. And the beauty of it all is it's not just for me. It's not just for me. It's for you. And I don't know where you guys are. And neither did I. I didn't even know when I stood up here last time where I was going to be going, you know? But whatever storm, whatever season, whatever journey that you are on, or that maybe you don't even know that you're going to be going into, I mean, it could be with losing your house. It could be with your kids going south. Believe me, I've experienced that too, which is another wonderful thing because... I have a child who's not serving the Lord right now, but we have been praying and calling her back, calling her straight from the pit of hell back into God's kingdom. And you know, it's funny. Do you know that through all of this, God is so restoring relationships? She has been here. Last Saturday, we went on, she came down Friday night and we had all got together and we decorated shirts and our shirts were a crack up. You guys would have loved them. It said, the breast is yet to come. It said, some shirts said, my boobs were made for walking. one said, my boobs are fake because my real ones tried to kill me. So we had some good old things that we said. And so we did the Relay for Life. and that as a family. And God has just been restoring my family, just restoring my family in so many ways. I'm speechless because I couldn't think of anything to say. I'm speechless at what God is doing, at God's beauty, every day of God's beauty. And later on Saturday, we had this victory celebration, and it was so amazing because, you know, even though according to the doctors, I haven't received my victory in, you know, with what they would say, but the victory is within. The victory is within. Okay, victory's within. I'm turning these pages, and I don't even know what I'm saying on it, so... Anyway, I got to the place that I learned that, you know what, Jesus, I could really honestly say this. I say this with everything inside of me. Because I don't want to make it sound like it was really easy. And I feel like maybe in some ways it should have been harder. But it's like learning, I just felt like I learned to walk with Jesus every day. Like he was just holding my hand every day. Like, yeah, you could see me and I may be bald and I didn't wear my boobs every day. I don't wear them every day. I wore them today for you guys, but I don't wear them every day. But you know, you can see me, but every day I feel like I'm walking with Jesus. I feel like I was walking on a cloud, that Jesus was just carrying me through. And here's the thing. It's a choice. It's a choice. We can choose to complain. We can choose to just be whiny and, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to make that bill this week. I just don't know how. You know, one thing about God, do you know that he's always on time? He's hardly ever early, but he's always on time. And that we can always trust on, that God is always, always there. Another thing that I did to go through this was I watched the confessions of my mouth. That goes back to knowing the word. That's why you got to study the word. When we say that you got to be in the word of God, we don't say it just because nothing better to say. It's because it's for your benefit. It's for you, because you don't know where you're going to be. So the more that you study the word and you have it inside of your heart, when you go through those times like I did, when I couldn't get out of bed and I was just laying on the couch and felt like I was just whatever. I don't know what I felt like. Well, you don't want to hear what I felt like, but, but you know, you've got to know the word and you've got to start making confessions out of your mouth. When I didn't feel good, my big thing that I said pretty much every day was, tomorrow's a better day. My husband would say, honey, how are you? And I'd say, tomorrow's going to be a better day. So instead of saying like, really, I don't feel good and I feel blah, 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 and defining every way that I feel, I just said, tomorrow's going to be a better day. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. And guess what? The next day on tomorrow was a better day. And then if it still wasn't where I felt, you know, like totally yay, I was like, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a better day, because tomorrow's going to come. I mean, the sun's going to set and the sun's going to rise. So tomorrow's going to come. And so you got to wash the confessions out of your mouth. And I wanted to share with you a few of the scriptures that I had. These are just a few of the scriptures that I had put on my little cards. And I'm one of those people that like to put them on index cards so I can put them where I can see them all the time. And especially going through this when I was pretty much in one spot all the time. And so I want to share with you the scriptures that you might want to just write them down. Let's see. You might just want to write them down, because they're really good scriptures. They really helped me. One that I really had to stand on at the beginning was that I will not die, but I will live. Because don't you know the devil wanted to trick me up in my mind with, oh my gosh, you know, I can die. Because if you listen to all the reports, they're not, you know, they're negative reports. And so, but I knew that God didn't call me to die at this age. I'm still young. I got kids. I got grandkids. I got reasons to live. I ain't giving up. And that's another thing we got to remember. Challenges are inevitable. Defeat is optional. Do you know, defeat, you're only defeated if you quit. So don't quit. Never, ever, ever quit. Don't quit and you'll never be defeated. All right? Another thing that I did was I put on praise songs. And a lot of times I didn't put on praise songs. I'm just going to be real with you. A lot of times I sang the songs. Now, if you're one of my family members in here, you know I really don't sing. But I'll tell you what, every day, do you know that before I even opened my eyes, I would hear, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. And I would just cry and weep because that was God reaffirming to me that he is my Lord. He has healed me. He has healed me. Every day I just felt overwhelmed with the words he would drop in my heart and tell me how much he loved me. Another one he would sing to me. I felt like he was singing it to me. Well, I have a scripture. Which one is it that says that he sings over us? Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Isn't that beautiful? That's what he did for me. That's what he does for you. Another song that I always would sing was, I only know this little part, but it was, great is your mercy, Lord, and great is your grace. Every day, great is your mercy, Lord, and great is your grace. And I am not even going to try to sing it because I'd scare you. So, but you know that song. You know that song. And every day it was, great is your mercy, Lord, and great is your grace. Great is your mercy. Another one was, God is great. He does miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And it was so amazing because these were the songs, the main three songs, that I just felt like always rolling over my spirit, rolling over my spirit, rolling over my spirit. I didn't even have to have my eyes open. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I didn't sleep very well. And a lot of times those steroids will do it to you and stuff. And I'd wake up, I'd pop up, and I would just be singing, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. And you know what? There's no one else like God. He does miracles so great. He's done it in me. And I know that there's a lot of miracles sitting out here too. The thing about faith is that's so amazing is it dispels fear and doubt. So when you step over to faith, you're out of the doubt and the fear and the unbelief. You know, and we don't want to stay there. You never want to stay there, no matter what kind of a negative report that you may get. Don't stay in that doubt. Don't stay in that fear. Don't stay in that unbelief, because faith changes everything. And it's not hard to have faith. Do you know that you don't have to be some super spiritual person in order to walk in faith? Do you know every day you're talking to Jesus? I found myself, this sounds funny, I'm just going to tell you something really personal. The chemo makes you really gassy, and it sounds funny, but it was really painful. And I mean really, really painful. It was like way up here. In fact, my friend Vanessa took me to the urgent care one day because I thought I was having a heart attack. I didn't know. And so she took me to urgent care, come to find out it was gas. So the I know, it sounds really funny. And so, well, obviously I'm not very gassy, okay? Just kidding. And so it was really, really, really gassy. So, you know, I would tell God, you know, show me how to eat. Show me how to eat so that I don't get gassy like that. Show me what to do. Tell me when to stop eating. Because, you know, because I would lose weight because I couldn't eat. So then when I was feeling good to eat, I really ate. You know, like I had to make up for lost time or something. And so I would eat. But then God had to show me, you know, slow it down, even with my eating. And so it's even on those things, I would just be like, oh, thank you, Jesus, that this pain's going away. Thank you, Lord, that I was able to pass that gas. And I would just keep on walking, because really, that's what our relationship with Jesus is all about. It's not just about believing God for the big things. It's about believing God for every little thing, because he even cared about the gas I was feeling. So, you know, it was really a horrible thing. So we got to remember that. What do we got to remember? That challenges are inevitable, but defeat is optional. I can't tell you how many times I said that to myself. So I asked God one day when I was in the shower, I wasn't in shower yet. I asked God, I've been asking God, give me a message through all of this, through everything that I'm experiencing. And I went through a lot of, I mean, I can only tell you, I don't even know how to express to you how it is unless you've gone through chemo with really what it is. If it wasn't for all of my friends and my family, oh my gosh, my husband is, he's incredible. He's an amazing man of God. He's got amazing faith. And he stood beside me every day. And my kids, oh my gosh. Even my grandkids, oh my gosh. You know, when they do the chemo, it's intravenously through my hand. My granddaughter says one day, Grammy, if they give you shots in your hand, why are you losing your hair? So stinking cute. So stinking cute. And, I had asked God, you know, to give me a message because going through all of that was really, really, really difficult. Except that every day I had the joy of the Lord. And even when the devil would try to steal my joy a little bit, I'd step right back into it. No, I'm not giving him that place. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So sometimes I had to call up the joy. Joy, fill me right now in the name of Jesus. Put a song in my heart and a dance in my step. And he did. So when I asked God to give me a message, here was the message. I was taking a shower one day. And here's the words that he just dropped to my spirit. And I'll be honest with you, I've forgotten a little bit about it. I went through my journal. I've been journaling. So I went back and was reading things in my journal. And I was like, gosh, I was really blessed because it's easy to forget where you were. And this has only been in the last few months. And some of those things I was reading about how I was feeling and what I was going through. And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. It's good to journal, you guys. Journal. It's really, really helpful. But here's what God dropped in my heart. That day when I was in the shower, washing my hair, without God, I am nothing. But with him, I'm victorious. I'm victorious. I am joyful. I am more than a conqueror. Do you know what conqueror? Do you know what the word conqueror means? Conqueror means, it means to take captive with a sword. Take captive with a sword. That's what conqueror means. To take captive with a sword. What's our sword? With the word of God. And I'm more than a conqueror, okay? I am healed. I am free. I am free to worship him. I am free to love him. And I am free to serve him. And you know what? All by our choice. And that's what God just dropped in my spirit. It was all by our choice. That I am free. I am free. I could choose not to be free. I could choose to be in bondage. I could choose to just be whining and complaining and make everybody come down to my level. But instead, we can make a choice to choose to be free. In him we are free. In him we are victorious. In him, all things are possible. And he has done all things. He has done everything. So, I just kind of want to say that what I've already said, really. But I just feel so overwhelmed in my heart with I don't know where you guys are at, and I don't know what journey you're on. Maybe you're okay right now. I mean, I thought I was okay before September 11th rolled around, and little did I know what I was in for. But you know what? On your table, ladies, is a pink paper, and I want everybody, if you've got something that you would like to write down, what I would like to do is I would like everybody to write what they're going through, something that they need to release to God. See, when we had our little victory celebration the other day, we released balloons because as a form of just symbolic of releasing it to the Lord. And what I want you to do is I want you to get your pink papers and I want you to write what you're going through, what you need to release to the Lord. And then we're going to pray over that.
Well, before we do that,
yes,
because we have something we want to do,
okay.
I want to just, you know, I asked Pam to come because I knew she had something to say. And as a pastor, we don't know what's going to happen in the future to the flock of God. We just know that our responsibility is to tend, nurture, guard, guide, and fold you, to pray over you, to do the best that we can to get you ready for life and to grow you up, because you are where the ministry happens. We serve you You serve Jesus in the marketplace, in the highways and byways, everywhere you go. You go where we can't. And so I was just listening to you this morning. We're going to do what we're going to, we got a couple things to do. And I just want to write this down. Just some amazing nuggets that Pam said. Number one, she said, make a choice every day to trust God. Every day. I love that, Pam. Yeah, it's a choice. But every day you chose to trust God. And Jim had a sermon once, Tougher Than Your Toughest Day. And he said this in his number one point. I know because I had to preach the message. He was at Diego's because Diego had just been diagnosed with cancer, a great friend of ours who has a great church. And so we covered his pulpit for a while. Tougher Than Your Toughest Day, number one, every day choose to believe God. God only says, one day at a time. One day at a time. And you did one day at a time. One day. It doesn't say borrow tomorrow. He doesn't say look back at yesterday. He says today. Believe me. Today. Number two. This is what you said. Hope. She kept hope every day in her heart because you said tomorrow is going to be a better day. Hope. Every day. Tomorrow is going to be a better day. That's so powerful, Pammy. It's powerful. Then you said, every day, remember, you're defined by God. Not by your circumstance. Not by your diagnosis. Not by what your kids say or what the husband said that just left you. Or what the mortgage company says or what your job just says, unemployed. You are defined by who you are in Christ, by God. You belong to Him. Then she said, every day, choose not to complain. How powerful is that? That's why I asked Pam to come up here and speak today, because every day I would come and see her. Every day she was at church and I'd walk over to her. She always had nothing but praise in her mouth. Wait, Pam, I'm supposed to be here comforting you. You're comforting me. Every day, this woman had praise coming out of her mouth. I never heard her complain. Then she said, is this all right?
Yeah.
I'm just reviewing.
Yep.
Then she said, remember every day that you belong to Him, that you're loved. Mm-hmm. How powerful is that verse? Can we have it up again, Zephaniah? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I lost it on Zephaniah 3:17. Mm-hmm. Listen to this verse. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. Listen to this. He will rejoice over you with gladness. Do you know that when nobody likes you, He is rejoicing over you? When you're at your ugliest and your worst, He is rejoicing over you with gladness. When you think, who could love me? He's looking at you and He's having a party. He will quiet you with His love. Pam just went through double mastectomy, chemotherapy, lost her hair, and He's quieting you with His love. He's snuggling with you. He's cradling you. He's carrying us. You ever cuddled your baby? I could just see Jesus just cuddling you, just quieting you with His love. And then He says that He rejoices with singing. Have you ever woke up and you are just, your spirit is just singing and singing and singing? Yeah. Have you ever done that? I can't sing a note. We should start something. But my spirit is singing sometimes just so good, like Dion and like Gina. Yeah. But He will rejoice over you with singing. Now, we sing to Him, but He sings to us. That was so amazing that you heard Him singing. He's singing over us, and He's singing to us. You know, when you just nurse your baby, and you just cradle that baby, and you just will sing. I used to worship and just sing songs to Jessica when I was nursing her. And I would just sing, and she'd just fall asleep. I just saw Jesus just singing a lullaby to us, His daughters. When you don't know what to do,
your king is holding you and singing. And then she said, this is pretty powerful, Pam. You ought to write these down. I got a lot out of this. And he said, she said, challenges are inevitable. Defeat is optional. Never give up. We have a little surprise. Somebody wants to say something. And then we'll do what God told you to do. Okay. So we don't worry about the time today. Okay. So this is her husband, Mike.
Ladies, let me just tell you this. A few months away from celebrating our 29th wedding anniversary, let me tell you, God put something in our hearts together a few months back, prior to this beginning, and it was, for this cause you shall. And he said we would fill in the blanks. And we have filled in many of those blanks over the past few months. And ladies, I just want to challenge you with this. With what she shared was just a drop of who she is, because behind the closed doors, when you are who you really are, she's everything more than what she shared. She really is. And let me tell you, ladies, for those of you out there that have a good marriage, or you're believing for your marriage to start going that direction, let me tell you, with her daily actions, her daily confessions, and most importantly, with what's on the inside of her heart, it motivated me, provoked me, and just caused me to be that much closer to God and be that husband that the Word calls me to be because of her heart and her actions. It was just an awesome experience for me to be a part of how special she is.
Wow, that was a surprise. There's that awesome man I was talking about. Okay, ladies. So in all seriousness, I don't know what you're going through. God does know. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're going to be going through. He knew back when we were going, getting ready for a daughter's conference, and I remember standing back here, and I was going through these tests, just had found out that I had breast cancer. And I remember standing back there and telling God, one day, I want to go up there and I want to share what you've done for me. And now here it is. And now I'm able to say it. And I'm so amazed by it. But you know what? God knew that today was going to be here. So He knows where you're at. He knows where you're going to be at. He never changes. Just like maybe Pastor Debbie said it this morning. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Always. Life changes. Life happens. We live in this world. But God never changes. So if you can take a few moments to write something down on your pink papers. And I did pink because that was my color. And so, you know, we're all about pink nowadays. And so you write something on your papers. And I'm going to give you a few minutes and I'll come right back. I wanted you to write what you're going through, something that you need to hand over to God, something that you need to release to God. That's what we're writing on our papers. For me, I had to release my breast cancer to God. I had to let it go because it wasn't me. It didn't define me. So whatever you're going through, you write it down, and we're going to release that to God. Are you guys ready? Okay. How about if you stand up? Pastor Debbie, can you come and take what's in your hand and raise it up? And you raise it as symbolically you're giving this over to God. But when you do this, make sure you mean it. Don't just do it to do it and to be a part. Do it because this is your heart. Do it because you're saying it with everything within you, okay? And I'm going to ask Pastor Debbie to pray.
No.
You want me to pray? I can pray. I can pray. I love to pray. I love to pray. All right. You ready? Here we go. After this, after we pray, you guys, we're going to let out a big victory shout. Okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we just lay these, Father God, these, all of these, yes, Lord, all these cares, all this heaviness, Father God, everything that is written on these pink papers, Father God. Lord, we just lay everything at your feet, Father God. Lord God, we just surrender it all to you, Father God. We make a choice right now, Father God, not to carry any of it. Lord God, we don't carry anything as a label, Father God. We don't carry anything as a burden, Father God. We just lay it all at your feet right now, Father God, by faith, Father God. Your word says that to believe that we receive when we pray. So right now as we're praying, Father God, whatever is written down on these papers from each and every woman's heart, I know that you hear it and you're receiving it, Father God, and you're taking care of it right now, Father God. And we believe it and we're receiving it right now, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for good reports, Father God. I thank you that no matter what report that anybody in here may have heard or maybe is going to hear, Father God, that, Lord God, your report is what they're going to listen to, that they are healed, they are victorious, they are free, Father God, to serve you, to worship you, Father God. That no matter what is coming their way, no matter what is in their way right now, Father God, they just give it all to you. And God, they make a choice right now to rejoice, Father God. In all things, they just rejoice, Father God. They're just choosing that, Father God, to rejoice in you always, no matter what. And we thank you for it, Father God. And right now, we just let out a big victory shout of thankfulness. Thank you, Father God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. You guys, honestly, you hold on to that because what you just did, God did it for you. If you gave it to him and you mean it from your heart, it's taken care of. And when you feel like, oh, I'm not so sure, and you start getting that little doubt and unbelief, cast it aside. Cast it aside because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Okay?
Pam, isn't she precious? We need little bracelets. What would Pammy do? And I know a lot of you have things written on this thing, but let's, you know, there's something about a public confession. There's actually a declaration, a corporate declaration, and there is a joining of faith when we decree and declare together. For instance, our offering. Have you noticed how many of you have just noticed because you're paying attention and you're believing God, that God is actually, I notice checks in the mail, I notice gifts and surprises, I notice jobs and better jobs, I'm noticing all these things. So I need you to stand up again. Okay, so everybody get up off that cute little tush. You've been sitting long enough. Let's decree some things this morning. We've asked God to take these things. He's taken them. Now let's do our part. Let's add our natural to his supernatural, shall we?
Yes.
I want you to say this after me. Father,
Father,
in Jesus' name,
help me
to remember
that you require
me to trust you
one day
at a time.
Therefore,
today,
I choose
to trust you
for this day.
Today
belongs to you.
Therefore,
I choose
to rejoice
today.
Help me
not to complain.
Put a watch on my tongue
and a prick in my heart
when I say
those things
that aren't right.
Today,
I choose
to rejoice.
Today,
I choose
to be grateful.
Today,
I choose
to walk by faith
and not by sight.
One more thing, Father.
Today,
I choose
to be defined
by you.
That you love me.
That no weapon.
That no weapon.
That no weapon.
Formed against me
or my family
or my children
will prosper.
That you are
watching out for us.
That I am loved by heaven.
I am more than a conqueror.
That you cause
all things
to work together
for good
to those that love you
and are called
according
to your purpose.
Therefore,
today
is a good day.
Thank you. for the gift of today. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so be it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pam, it was awesome. We love you. We're proud of you. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, not loving their lives unto death. So let's get to the tables. I know there's lots to talk about.